AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An Albany, New York newspaper publishes a story alleging Governor Andrew Cuomo groped an aide. Mike Gracia has more.
A new allegation, the most serious yet, has been made against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Times Union of Albany reports Cuomo groped a female aide in the governor's residence. According to the report, the woman, who was not identified, was alone with Cuomo when he closed the door, reached under her shirt, and fondled her. The report is based on an unidentified source with direct knowledge of the woman's accusation. Five other women have come forward with harassment allegations against Cuomo. The three-term governor has denied any inappropriate touching, but said he's sorry if he made anyone uncomfortable. I'm Mike Rossio.
The House gives final approval to the massive $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill. The AP Sagar Magani has the details.
For a nation that spent a year reeling from the pandemic's devastation,
help is on the way.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, moments before the House voted on and then passed the bill.
One of the most transformative that I have seen in my over 30 years in the Congress.
From sending direct payments to most Americans to providing billions for small businesses, schools, and vaccination efforts. But Republican leader Kevin McCarthy blasts it as a bloated liberal wish list.
Let's be clear. This isn't a rescue bill. It isn't a relief bill.
It's a major win for President Biden, whom the White House says will sign the bill Friday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there is encouraging news on the virus.
The recent plateau of cases may be again starting to trend downward.
A murder warrant has been issued for Austin, Texas police officer Christopher Taylor. Prosecutors say Taylor fired a rifle into a car being driven by Michael Ramos last April, killing the 24-year-old drug suspect who was trying to flee. This is AP News. California Governor Gavin Newsom expects more counties in the state will be headed to less restrictive tiers in the state's coronavirus pandemic system. The AP's Ed Donahue has a look.
The governor says the number of coronavirus cases is dropping. Good news for areas in the purple tier, which have the highest restrictions.
Southern California, you will be a beneficiary of this, specifically L.A. will be a big beneficiary of this new metric that likely will be met.
California has a retooled equity strategy for getting more vaccine to communities hard hit by the pandemic.
The 2 million goal, which is our short-term goal, to address the issue of equity and to make sure that we're administering in a targeted manner these vaccines. We're at 1.9 million.
California began vaccinating people in December, but didn't commit 40% of its doses to the most vulnerable people until last week. I'm Ed Donahue.
Alaska opens its vaccinations up for people 16 and above. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.